Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ames Peloton. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So let us be conscious as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Hold. Bring your attention down into your heart space, into the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. And just for a moment, pause and be offering gratitude for all that it does without your conscious awareness. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us all be intentional. But for the next 9 or so minutes, we are consciously choosing to commune with the ground of our being, the Spirit of God, the life force, the energy that is everywhere present. Inhale. Hold. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 135 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation for Holiness by Nancy Mills. Lift up your hearts, all you who choose the path of life. Sing songs of praise to the Beloved, to the Holy One who encompasses all creation with love, to you who enter all open hearts. We raise our voices in praise to you. We call upon your holy name, for you call us your friend and invite us to commune with you by day and through the night. For great are you, closer than our very breath. Through you the world evolves, in heaven and on earth, in the heights and in the depths. In you, with you, do we live and have our being. You, who send your spirit to dwell in our hearts. Yes, you are with us in the trials and temptations of life. Your mercy and strength uphold us when fear and injustice prevail. You forgive our transgressions, our shortcomings and wrongdoings. You lead us home when we have gone astray. When we have chose paths that lead to darkness, you have given us a birthright of love, a heritage of truth. Your name endures forever. Your kindness is imprinted for all eternity. For in your mercy, You reclaim the people with steadfast patience and compassion. The nations have chosen material idols, the lure of silver and gold. With their mouths they utter falsely, blind to the people's needs. Their ears are deaf to the cries of the poor. They breathe greed and spit out arrogance. Awaken, O people of earth. Unbind the fetters of stone hearts, that balance and harmony may be restored. O nations of the earth, bless the Holy Spirit. O people of the world, gather together in unity. O children of light, radiate blessings to the universe. Surrender yourselves to love. Blessed be you, O beloved, breath of our breath. Praise be to your holy name. Divine Mother, Father, God, in you in whom we live, move, and have our being, we are consciously aware of our oneness with you, our oneness with each other, our oneness with all life. Touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our spirits, that this oneness may not only be extended to those we love that are dear and dear, but extended to all, those in our community, our nation, and all nations. May we recognize our interconnectedness as one race, the human race. That we move beyond the divisions of me and you and other, and know that we are one. Beloved Mother, Father, God. There is so much happening across our world at this time. Last night there was an earthquake in Pakistan, and throughout the world various things have been happening, perhaps not even in our news cycle. For everything that is going on in our world at this time, touch our hearts. Remind us of who we are and whose we are. Remind us of our oneness. Remind us of our interconnectedness. Remind us that we go forward together as a human race, but we fall when we separate into division. For all those that have needs at this time, of which there are so, so many. Whether it be a physical need for healing, a financial need for healing, a spiritual need for healing, a physiological need for healing, a mental need for healing, whatever the need is, we know that you are able to exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask. So whatever the healing need is there at this time, we speak this word for the right healing, for the right outcome, for the recovery, for whatever the need is. For as the angel said to Sarah, is there anything too hard for God to do? So whatever we each may be going through at this time, let us always bear in mind that there is nothing that is too hard for you to do. There is nothing too hard for you to heal. There is nothing too hard for you to recover or redo what has been done. Mother, Father, God, for our government leaders at this time, there is so much corruption worldwide, so much greed, so much need for power, that they seem to have forgotten that they are there for the people. Touch their hearts, touch their minds, that they may seek to do the highest and the best for all concerned and not just the few. Mother, Father, God, for all sentient beings, for our beautiful earth that we seem to be refusing to do our part to help heal it, let us remember that this earth belongs to you and everything in it. If anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless us with. For our teacher said, it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom, that kingdom of all peace, of all joy, of all harmony, of all love. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, your ever, ever grateful. So it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phone for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light,
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating
brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing
unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power,
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting
exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the
presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasing.
Eternal and
unceasing.
Breathe that prayer of intention. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed, happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Until we come together once again for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.